It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Look at Terry walking, bringing up a little half of a Firehouse sub for me. Appreciate that so much. I will enjoy. Jordan, the intern, apparently has some sort. Yeah, I need to check. Joey says that you didn't bite into it, though. You got a chance to get yourself some Firehouse subs in there. Bottled waters. Just stop on by. Say hi. It's all you got to do when you get yourself a little piece of sandwich there. Don't forget, it is the midway point of your work week.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me. Let's get
stupid. Today's more that, what, that Camel Wednesday, hump day, is that what it is?
There he is. Top team, the Digital Underground. Head coach Sean of the Bane and Caleb the Camel. A very busy Wednesday, to say the least. News out of Baton Rouge, reports are Joe Oliva set to step down as early as today, resign as the athletic director of LSU Athletics. Words of wisdom from Sean.
All the ladies, peace and happiness forever.
Happening right now back in New Orleans as we're live at Clayton Homes in Houma, just off of Highway 311. You can't miss us. You'll see the inflatable red, you know, wavy guys at you. And as you said, as we said, just pull into the parking lot. And there it is. You'll see the where we are. We're on the porch of one of the homes. And on the opposite home across from us is the sales office. That's where the Firehouse subs and some bottled waters are there for you to enjoy. So, again, all you got to do is honk. You can stop. You didn't have to say hi to me. Go get yourself a Firehouse sub, man. They're here. So enjoy them while they're nice and fresh and hot. David Griffin literally just got introduced by Joel Myers, voice of your New Orleans Pelicans. Let's hear what he has to say. I'm excited. I'm interested to hear what he has to say and shape the future of New Orleans basketball in the NBA.
Well, nothing quite like stepping in with some expectation. Thank you, lottery winner comment, Joel. Jeff Cohen, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Dan Gilbert, Jeff Cohen, and Nate Forbes, because Jeff Cohen actually likes to think of himself as a three-time lottery winner, so I'll defer to him on that. First, their Pelicans organization and ownership team for entrusting us with this incredible opportunity. I'm humbled and honored to represent this franchise and our amazingly passionate fan base. As an aside, my infatuation with New Orleans began when I was 14 years old. I promised the people who used to work for me I wasn't going to cry, so I'm going to fight this. I bought the first suit and sport coat that I owned in advance of a trip to New Orleans for what was the International Video Game Convention. A classmate's father invited me to join he and his family to attend. And I remember this like it was yesterday. Our very first meal was at Pascal's Manali. Our second meal was at Commander's Palace. I later took staff members to Pascal's. We've been to Commander's since. But these were the first restaurants I'd ever been to in my life with white tablecloths and escargot tongs. Everything about this city, the architecture, Audubon Park, the quarter, the people, the music, was what I equated to culture in my life as a 14-year-old. And it grew and evolved from there. I think my wife and I share interest in food and wine largely because of the experience I had. Not to get Mr. Felker in trouble, but let's say I imbibed on that trip. My connectedness and interest in this position literally grew moment to moment as I was in the room with Mrs. Benson and her ownership team. Mike Ford, who Dennis mentioned, ran an incredible search in a very thoughtful search, I thought. And because Mike was in the room, I was very comfortable. But moment to moment, as I was in the room with Mrs. Benson and her ownership team, I started to realize that their vision and what the Saints have already been able to deliver this city is very much in lockstep with mine. Dan Gilbert, who I also owe an incredible debt of gratitude to, likes to say that nothing clarifies like clarity. So let's be very clear. Mrs. Benson is 100% committed to making this a championship caliber franchise from top to bottom. And believe me, I made some outrageous demands in that conversation, and I'm very comfortable she's 100% committed. She is, as I hope you can tell by her comments, excited to put her stamp on the franchise, and our like-mindedness in the vision of the team as caretakers for a sacred trust of the city and our communities is something that we share very deeply. And this is going to be central to our ability to move, as Joel mentioned, in lockstep as an organization. Jerry and Brian Colangelo, who largely raised me in this business, were very much of that mindset. And because of that, I have believed that the key to running a franchise that models generational excellence is finding my owner. My wife, Meredith, has been at the center of this journey. From the beginning, and collectively, we very much believe that this search is over. My agents, Lonnie Cooper and Mark Carmody, are here. They certainly hope it is, because I haven't been the easiest candidate to represent with the level of selectiveness I've been employing. So on behalf of them, I thank you as well. One of the big, big factors in this decision for me is the presence of our head coach, Alvin Gentry. I've known Alvin since I had a full head of hair and he could still dunk on his birthday. I'm not sure how long ago that was, but suffice it to say, we are known to each other. Steve Kerr and I hired him as our head coach, and we took a run to the Western Conference Finals together. He was a finalist later for our job in Cleveland. This history is only meaningful insofar as it enables us to challenge one another, to fill gaps in for one another. In large measure, because of the influence of Steve Kerr and the other mentors that have shaped me both as a person and professionally, my leadership style is to build a family that loves each other enough to tell each other what they need to hear. Alvin and I can do that for each other, and we will model this for each other. And having a partner in this process gives us an enormous leg up. I'm very excited about the opportunity that lies ahead of us from a draft perspective. We have a lot of work to do and we have to get to it immediately. And this partnership is going to be tested from day one. I'm very excited about what's already here. Relative to some of the younger players on our roster, relative to a player that I believe very much represents who we want to be in Drew Holiday. Relative to many of the existing staff, many of whom are already engrossed in making us better today. I'm extremely optimistic relative to the opportunity that lies ahead of us in the form of Anthony Davis. Fortunately, because of the presence of people like LeBron James and Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love and leadership in that locker room from a veteran presence like James Jones and Channing Frye, Dante Jones, Kendrick Perkins. We have a very long, successful history together with Clutch Sports. Rich Paul and I have spoken about Anthony, and I think we are both excited about what we could potentially build here. I have plans to sit down with them both. But once again, like with Alvin, the only reason history matters is that you can have a very frank, very candid conversation. Rich Paul and I were part of succeeding in the manner that they can understand, and they will understand when I say this. You are either all the way in or you are all the way out. And there is no in between. When the measure of success in your franchise is going to be championships and generational excellence, this is not something that we negotiate about. This is not something we make allowances for. This is something that you live every day of your life. And I have every reason to believe Anthony will want to do that. It's really interesting. I think about all these different things that you're going to want to know about and all of the questions you're going to ask. The potential direction relative to the trade, what it might look like, what you would focus on in a deal, all of those types of things that you might ever make, right? And I'm looking at it from the standpoint of, let's sit down face to face and find out if we want to take this journey together. And I have every reason to believe we will. But I'm not going to get into any detail with any of you in questions in terms of what it is we might focus on in the draft or what it is we might be looking to add in free agency. Those things take care of themselves over time, and they come from a very thorough process. And once we get to employ that process with all of the incredible people that are here and the people that we add to the group, then I can give you some meaningful insight in that. But lastly, I'd like to revisit what this team means to Mrs. Benson and the clarity of vision I spoke of. Make no mistake about this, we're in the business of competing for championships. This is also going to be the very last day you hear any member of basketball operations use that word. That's not a word that you just use. If other people want to use that word, that's for them. People in this building, everyone that plays for this team, Alvin and his coaching staff, they understand this. You don't say the word championship. You earn the right to have other people say it about you by the actions you take every single day. So walking out of here, we're all going to work to get better than we were yesterday. And all of you are going to work to get better than you were yesterday like you already have. Everyone here is going to do the same thing. And if we're really good at what we do in delivering on Mrs. Benson's vision, then everyone else can use that word for us. So from here on out, we can call that the C word. And that's all there is to it. Thank you for your time and having me here today. I really look forward to getting to know you all in the coming days.
Wow, is about the only thing that I can say there. That is the Executive President, Vice President of Basketball Operations, David Griffin. There's winning a press conference, and then there's what we just heard. Quick break as we're live from Clayton Homes, and I'm opening up the phone lines, 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio. NOLA Pels fans, what do you think? You wanted this. You wanted a president of basketball operations. You wanted somebody that had basketball experience. You wanted somebody with onions. I don't know how else to look at it. It was about 14 minutes there in which he spoke. He laid out essentially where the organization is going to go, and he said a lot. Said a lot about the staff, players that he likes. And what did you think about what he said about Anthony Davis? Are you surprised about that? We kind of got a little hint of that this morning nationally. Some reports were leaking that his first job may not be actually trading Anthony Davis, but convincing him to stay. Let's talk a little bit about that. We come back a lot to get into that from what he just said. It's the Sports Hangover live from Clayton Homes in Houma Highway 311. Come get a Firehouse sub. Come get some water. Come hang out with us. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
From nothing, leave nothing.
Oh, yeah. For over 65 years, Golden Motors has been your local Chevy Buick new car dealer. I'm sure you've seen us around supporting our local schools, charities, and organizations. That's just our way to say thanks to all of you for being there for us at Golden Motors. Looking for a new Chevy or Buick? Or looking for that new or pre-owned any make and model? Give us a call at 325-1000 or visit us on the World Wide Web at goldenmotors.com. Golden Motors, Chevy, find new roads.
Fleet Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Let State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and Cutoff help you to simplify and get to a better state. Because with Ashley Barrios handling your home, auto, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%. Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios today and get to a better state with State Farm.
Every favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town. And we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
Houma Credit can help with those unexpected needs for cash when you least expect it, or for home improvements or anything else you need. They have loans $300 and up. They offer fast, friendly service and payments to fit your budget. Plus, they even accept phone applications. The folks at Houma Credit have up to 30 years' experience, and they're locally owned and operated. Call 223-1085 or look them up on Facebook.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Oh, boy, there it is.
Your dreams were your ticket.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Is that the most shocking thing you heard same David Griffin say? Minutes ago, quote, I have a lot of history with Clutch Sports. I've already spoken to Rich Paul about Anthony Davis. He did say, quote, either all the way in or 100% all the way out. It's non-negotiable. There's no middle ground. And he also said he believes AD will like what they're going to build here. We saw a report earlier this morning that he was going to talk to him first and see if it could convince him to stay. Be the biggest backtrack in sports history that I can think of if that were to happen. And that opens up a whole new level of discussion. Would you want that from a Pelicans fan standpoint? Can you forgive and can forget? Can you sit there and welcome him back next year? Or has too much been said and too much been done? But I liked what he said. You're either all the way in 100%, and if there's any inkling, then you're not coming back. But I liked how he made it. It's his decision, not AD's, from that standpoint. So many other areas to get into with that. It looks like Alvin Gentry will be back. Jrue Holiday, for sure. He mentioned him. Again, just so much. It just started out the right way, too. Some of the things that stood out to me. The fact that he said he first came to New Orleans when he was 14 years old, eating at Pascal's Manali, little Commanders as well. And then several times having to pause as he got caught up with emotion when he spoke about his wife, the love of the city, talked about Audubon Park, the French Quarter, called it. This is what culture's all about. It's what Brian and Nola East and I have talked about repeatedly, not only in the air, but personally through texts and conversations. It's what AD couldn't get. He never embraced the city to that extent and thinking that he can go get whatever elsewhere and such. In terms that you see it with Saints players. You see it with a lot of other players as well, that they embrace New Orleans, their culture, and who they are and everything. You see it in Michael Thomas. Right? New Orleans rap gets played in the dome at a Saints game, and the players go bananas. They love it. they embrace it. So if I'm a Pelicans fan, hearing the person that is in charge of basketball, and there's some reports, and we'll get into it later, that he could hire a general manager. There's a name already being thrown out. So he's going to have people under him. So he is the person. I mean, he's in charge of basketball, and that's what you wanted from a Pels fan. But to hear him speak with emotion about the city, reference restaurants, reference parts of Uptown, reference the quarter, reference that it means to him, seeing him get caught up in emotion and choked up, it comes across like it's not just a job. He said it. He said he's been very selective. He also said he made outrageous demands from Gail Benson. And she simply said, all right, what next, essentially, right? So full buy-in. He chose this job. Remember that. That's key. And I don't know. To me, won the press conference. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio. NOLA Jude from Clayton Homes had a chance to come out across the parking lot and chime with us a quick sec before we get back to our coverage. John Hendricks coming up at 1:30 as he's pretty much done detective work, Jude, and come out and pretty much listed all of the games on the schedule.
Oh, wow.
That the Saints are doing. So John Hendricks has been busy. But, Jude, man, thanks for having us out here again. Another beautiful day.
Heck yeah, man. It's awesome.
So we're on – I keep calling it a deck because it just feels that way, like a pool deck in the backyard. But it is the front porch of one of these homes. This thing is huge, man. What kind of home is this?
Yeah, this is crazy. This is one of our tape and texture mobile homes, man. People always think these are mods, but they just look crazy. You know, we put them together on site, tape and texture the whole interior. This outside is actually built onto the frame of the house. So when it's going down the road, you're seeing this thing being pulled by a truck.
It's roomy. I mean, you know, what are the dimensions of this porch here? Just
this
off the top of your head.
32, let's see, it's 32 wide, and it's 8 feet.
Right.
So whatever that is.
Yeah, no, I mean.
I'm not a math guy.
My point is there's a ton of room here. You could have, you put your grill out here, you could put, I mean, we're on 1, 2, 3. I got a sofa and two chairs, rocking chairs here, two, like, little ottomans that are going. There's a lot, and we're not even a third of the room that's being taken up on the deck here.
Yeah, and it's got the plug we're plugged into is made for TV. So
I see the outlet there for cable that you can do your television out here, and you have the electricity up there as well. So, yeah, this is made to have a TV outside here so you can make this almost an extension of it. We peeked in there inside the house here as well, and I kind of told you what my place sort of looks like. It's a rectangle. And this would almost be like a rectangle going backwards, but it's wide. It's amazing what it looks like inside. Open floor plan. You got an island in the kitchen. You got a living room all the way set in the back as well. Can't even see the bedrooms or anything. You would not know this is a mobile home if you just looked at the front door of that picture.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like when you walk inside, you don't even think that you're sitting on something that's supposed to be moved. You know, it looks like it's built there. It feels like it's built there. It's a house. You know, these are movable houses. You know, we call it the wheel estate business because we just wheel them around, put them where you need to go. You know,
I like that.
But that's what it is. Is we wheel and deal. You know, we work with you to get the best possible price, the best house. We work with your budget. You know, that's the biggest thing. If people walk into one of these homes and they say, man, this can be my house. You know, this isn't just something I'm being for, you know, a year or two. This is where I'm going to raise my family. This is a house.
I remember when John and I, speaking with Jude from Clayton Homes here in Houma, we're on the opposite porch, a little smaller, but on the opposite end over there. And I remember looking into that one. And when we had John and just speaking about how far advanced mobile homes have really come, really, you can have it to where it's just a park that's hooked up and different things. And if not, if you have a piece of land or property, I mean, you're set and ready to go and tied into everything else as well.
Yeah, we can do everything. A lot of times people will come in here with blank pieces of property and say, look, I don't know what to do. And we take the project and we say, well, look, we can get you a driveway, a slab, run all the electrical, all the plumbing, the sanitation, where you just turn your key in your home, you know, brick skirting, you name it, brick skirting, vinyl skirting, decks, add on a porch. We had a customer wanted to put a whole added on deck on the whole side of the house, and it was an 80-foot house. I was like, well, it's a 16 wide. They're like, oh yeah, just build it 16 feet out more and put a whole deck here. I'm like, all right, cool. And they said, hold on, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, you said you wanted that, let's go do it.
It's funny you bring that up, because I think that was the one thing that I remember going home and talking to my wife that day about. She's like, what was it like? And, you know, talk about the remote a bit. And I said two things that stood out. A, we'll get to it more importantly because weather's coming tomorrow. That really surprised me how far along they've come, because you always hear when there's weather, you know, get out of mobile homes and things of that nature. But the second was the customization that you can do here. I mean, dream for homeowners is to be able to build your own house. Why? Well, you can design it. You know, what the exterior looks like, the interior looks like, what you want your kitchen, your bathrooms, the faucets, the fittings, the works. I don't know why I never thought about it like that from a mobile home, but literally you told me you have software in there in that office. You can sit down and what do you want?
Yeah.
You have an empty square, empty rectangle. What do you want? How do you want to make it work? And you literally can do that.
Definitely, yeah. We sit back in that back office, and, man, we sit down and put together your dream house. We do a virtual walkthrough on the floor plans that we've already built. So instead of, you know, trying to go to 30 or 40 different places, trying to find some sort of a house or that you want to walk through something similar to this, we can do it all in that office. We can pull up all the floor plans that we build and walk you through stuff that's already been built. And if you want to change things, change colors, change walls, change kitchens, you know, we don't do all these plastic sinks and plastic toilets. It's real sinks. It's real toilets. It's real material, you know, and people don't know that, you know, and when you come in, you walk and you feel some of this stuff and we go design these homes. It's crazy what we can come up with to really make this your house.
Is that one of the things that you really try to do here at Clayton Homes? Just come out here.
Yeah, this is,
put your hand on the doors, walk through it. The product almost sells itself, I guess is what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah, we're more of tour guides than we are salespeople.
Right.
You know, we really try to take you on the tour. Like, we don't call it the 3-hour tour, but sometimes it can feel like it's
right.
For a customer. You know, you show up.
Well, if it's your home.
Man, you know, some people think, man, it's like Walmart. You just walk in, you walk out. But when you start to get into this and you start walking through some of these homes, you get real excited as a customer because you're like, man, like, they're really going to work with me. And it's like, yeah, we get excited because we're like, we can do that. You know, we have the flexibility, being the homeless Clayton Supercenter, the homeless supercenter, in this area for mobile homes, not just for Clayton, but, you know, the specified manufacturer for HOMA. It really gives us a lot of leeway to be able to do different things inside of the parish and then also, outside in other parishes too, like Lafourche Parish and, St. Mary.
So as we talked about, the thing that stood out was just how much you can customize your home in, and you just told us that. The other was really weather specifications. You went through, the last time we were here, a list of things, what it's built to for wind conditions, what it's, you know, for flooding. I mean, you're already high off the ground as it is. But I was shocked and surprised because literally I'm thinking, look, I see the flags blowing right now. Are we safe on the deck? And you're like, dude, relax.
Yeah,
you're fine.
We're cool.
Yeah. But, I mean, these are built to withstand storms.
Yeah, it's crazy because every home we build is built for a wind zone 3 classification, so it's specified for these areas. You know, you're not looking at, you know, 20 miles an hour, it's going to knock it out. You're looking at 145 plus winds that these homes are rated for to be able to anchor.
I mean, say that again, 140, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's a lot of wind, man.
50 mile an hour winds.
No.
Look, obviously tornadoes, they take away brick houses and things of that nature. We're not talking about that. We talk about storms, though. That's what's something we worry and have to deal with. I mean, you're talking about 145. You ain't got to worry about it because everyone's gone. I mean, that's one of those storms that you were evacuating from.
Yeah, so you don't just hang out. Right. Just hang out in the house, you know.
Right, that's the point. That even my house that I have that's built on a slab, 145 mile an hour winds is going to do some damage to. So that's my point. When you say that it's rated or something like that, that really clicked to me. And we're like, it absolutely is just like what I think of anything else that I see across the street and that's on a slab house, I guess.
Yeah, and it's crazy because, like, all of our homes now are built energy smart. Mm-hmm. So we have upgraded insulation, eco-smart thermostats, central throughout the entire house, upgraded everything. I mean, you pick it, you know, the walls, the floors, the ceiling. Everything is built to be as energy efficient as possible. Even the windows, they're low emissive windows. So, I mean, everything is built to be as energy efficient as we can to lower, once again, that monthly note, lower your energy costs, and save you money, you know, as the overall goal.
Yeah, no doubt. And Jude, how can folks, obviously, you want them to come here at Clayton Homes if I want to go get some information online? How can I do that?
Oh, yeah, man. Just check us out on Facebook. We'll get to you super, super quick. Everyone in the office has access to our page. So if you have a question, we can shoot an answer back to you.
People are a little nervous and shy about going into that. And I always say that. Look, I get it. Car dealing, trying to find a home or something of that nature. You can message. You know, just send a message.
Yeah, just shoot me a message.
Can this happen? Can or not? And you can kind of start building that relationship for others. I got to go see it to believe it, which is what I preach. Look, the first visit that I was here, I was blown away. You walk in here, folks, I'm telling you, it sells itself. It honestly sells itself. Really?
Yeah, it's so awesome because you see this product and you don't think trailer house. You don't think old tin trailer. You don't think, man, this is something that was thrown on the side of the road and abandoned. You think, man, this is luxury. This is something that I look forward to moving into. This is home. Like, this is something I want to grow into, you know, something that is going to last me a lifetime, you know?
Jude, as always, man, we'll chat with you before we leave here again, and maybe get your takes and comments. I know you're a Saints fan as well,
yeah,
so we'll go through the schedule with you and see what you think so far. A couple of primetime games that we'll get into with John Hendricks as he comes back. Just your quick thoughts, once again, Atlanta on Thanksgiving.
Oh, man, they're going down. They might make like 3 points, man.
You're going to get
3 points.
All right,
get a field goal.
All right, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Awesome.
Jude from Clayton Homes. Quick break. We come back. John Hendricks will join us, and we'll talk about that schedule. He's been busy. Put up the whole schedule already before ahead of the official release later on this evening. We'll do so here in a little bit. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Sports Hangover live from Clayton Homes. Firehouse Subs inside the house that Jude is in right now that he's walking over there. So you come into the parking lot, just look at the house where the sales office is, and we got some Firehouse Subs for you. We got some waters as well. Koozies from ESPN. That's right, official ESPN koozies right here on the porch. Just walk on up and I'll toss you one. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
When you're sick, you want to be close to home. World-class medicine doesn't require a trip to the city because the best care is close to home at Thibodeau Regional. We're continually adding new services, and our team of physicians has grown to more than 250.
That's a lot of doctors.
More doctors, more services, treating more conditions.
And keeping more families healthy.
World-class medicine, right here, close to home at Thibodeau Regional.
The gong, an instrument used to signal the end of really long drum solos. At my computer career, it celebrates the beginning of a student's new life as an IT professional and completion of a student journey focused on the result, getting you out of an unrewarding job and into an IT career in as little as 4 months, even with zero IT experience. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Bailey's Tire Service is your one-stop shop auto repair center. Their goal is to satisfy customer needs that walk through the door with their selection of Cooper, Mastercraft, and Toyo tires. Bailey's Tire Service will treat your ride like their ride. So for auto repairs from oil changes, brake repairs, Bailey's Tire Service is your complete auto repair shop. Visit them online at baileystireservice.com or check them out on Facebook.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
You know, Tom Benson, John Hendricks, Canal Street Chronicles, joins this afternoon to talk about the Saints schedule being released officially later. You've been busy doing some homework. What's up, John? How are you?
Hey, man, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. You remember back in the day, way back, forgot exactly what it was. I think they were trying to do stuff with the dome. So I don't know. But Tom Benson went, BS. You know what I'm talking about when he did the old BS statement in common? I think they were trying to do renovations for the dome or something. There might have just been a brand new BS. And he didn't say BS. He said the entire word. David Griffin, when talking about saying, they say small markets can't win. And then he said, that's BS. Love it. I tell you what, man, he won the press conference today. Busy in that parking lot over on Airline Drive. Schedules on one end, a new basketball president of operations on the other. We're going to talk a bit more about that in a quick second. But you have been focusing on the Saints. Dude, you pretty much have the schedule, don't you?
Yeah, I think we've got it all set in stone. You know, I think we're good. 4 primetime games. You count the late kicks that you got. You know, some people look at that as prime time spot. I know that week two Rams game was going to be there, but yeah, I think we kind of got it.
Okay, I guess we'll kind of look at it from what you put up there. And again, I retweeted it again at John J. Hendricks. He has the schedule out there if you want to go take a peek. Start with the Houston Texans on Monday Night Football. So the first four, you always look at the season in quarters. And you have Houston at home, at the Rams, at Seattle, and then host Dallas on Sunday Night Football. That's a pretty formidable start to the season, bud.
Yeah, that's the time where you're going to flex your muscles. So, you know, it's good to think. You want to send a message to the league. This is a great month of September to do it. So, you know, I think week one is obviously we've seen the Saints just not get off to a great start typically. I mean, you know, last year against the Bucs, everybody's like, yeah, we're going to crush it. And you saw what happened to the Browns. You know, you squeak by. So hopefully you don't lay an egg off there. But still, it's a lot of America's going to get to see the Saints in September.
John, when you take a look at, obviously, tough places to play in the NFL, Seattle has been one as well. You know, obviously, you're going to be amped up and ready to go emotion-wise when you're taking on that Rams team. Now, normally the gauntlet comes middle to late part of the season. Am I wrong in thinking, man, that first quarter of the season could be a pretty important one, even though we've seen the Saints make the postseason in back-to-back years, losing the opener. They have a long, long stretch. What is it, John? Since Kenny Vaccaro, right? Roman Harper?
Yep.
And then we're like rookies?
Yep, 2013 opener against the Falcons. That was something, thing of beauty.
Yeah, but that was the last home. That was the last regular season opener they've won.
Yeah, I'm going back. I'm trying to think because, 2011, you lost at the Packers. 2012, Robert Griffin came in and blew you out. And 14, 15, 16, we'll just kind of forget about most all of that. 17, yep. They lost to the Vikings. And, last year at the Bucs. So, never does us any favors, that's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it. After that, the next quarter of games, you host Tampa after the Cowboys. Then week six, you're at Jacksonville, at Chicago in the late kickoff there. And then Arizona. Look, if you're going to go to Chicago, I'll take week seven any day of the week.
Yeah, that's right. I think that second quarter of the schedule, you know, Jaguars, you're not sure what they have. Nick Foles, the Bears, look, you know, I know December is one of those things. It's cold, and if you've ever been up north in the cold, just put in perspective, in wintertime, I was up in Minneapolis one time, late March, still formidable snow on the ground. So, I mean, it's cold up there. And, you know, I mean, this is a team that can play up there. Let's not be mistaken. But obviously having a little bit more mild weather doesn't look good to the favor up there in Chicago. So I'll take it.
Week nine is your bye. So after Arizona, and then you come back, you host Atlanta, Tampa, and Carolina in a row before going to Atlanta for Thanksgiving. I'm trying to think of another time in recent memory that the team has had four straight division games. Can you?
No, I can't. And there's one little alteration. That week 11 is going to be at Tampa. So they get the first Tampa game, week five at home, and then at week 11 they're going to be on the road at Tampa. But, yeah, that's, you know, you talk about division games. Usually you wait until last, you know, three out of the last 4 weeks. But to
right.
Have four in a row, I mean, that's just one of those things where you're not going to really get much help on the end. I mean, you're going to have to win the division kind of early-ish. And really, I've never seen four straight division games.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's incredibly unique because after Atlanta, your final quarter of the season, folks, it's San Francisco, Indianapolis on Monday night at Tennessee, and then host Carolina. So three of your last four in the past. You know, you take away Pittsburgh last year, everything else was a division game. This year, three of your last four are non-division games. So, to John's point, if you can wrap up the division, then maybe you can rest them. I mean, look, obviously you're trying to you know, get seeding and things of that nature, but it is very different and odd. It's not something that the NFL has done in the past. I wonder if it's like that across the board when the other schedules come out later tonight. John, we can take a look at it and see if a lot of the other teams are doing like that. But it is strange. Three of the last four, non-division teams.
Yeah, and, you know, again, you know, look at the surface. Obviously, last kind of anomaly at Pittsburgh, and that was ended up being a really big game in week 16. And so you just only hope that Panthers game is somewhat meaningless. You know, hopefully you get first round bye, locked up, all that good stuff. But with San Francisco at home is going to be interesting. I think the Colts are a better team than a lot of people want to believe. I think what Frank Reich did with that team is pretty incredible. And you know, I think that's going to be a very underrated Monday Night Football game. I know the Colts and Saints have played in prime time before. Everybody remembers that 62-7 crazy game where they had to play Curtis Painter. So, I mean, you know, hopefully you don't, I don't think you'll get a repeat, but I think it's a good way to close out the season. And, you know, one division opponent, if they have to ratchet it up on and win in last weekend, certainly they have the ability to do so. So, meat and potatoes, that third quarter of the schedule for sure.
You know, obviously, when speaking with John Hendricks, Canal Street Chronicles, if you want to chime in and find him over on Twitter and follow him, you should already, at John J. Hendricks. John, one of the things that stand out, obviously, when the preseason games kind of came out, not the dates totally, but you kind of had an idea, you know, the Chargers, and you're looking at that. Man, it was funny, and I saw that last week, and I said, hey, I know what the storylines is there. It's real easy. I'm not playing anybody, you know, because I'm like already thinking, look, you're a team that, whether it's a flag away or a game away from the Super Bowl, that you're thinking you're that good again going into the season. Injuries is what can really hurt you. We know Onyemata may miss at least a game or so with a suspension for Wacky Tabacky, but man, you look again, and I go back to the quarter of the season that opens up: Houston at Rams, at Seahawks, Dallas. That is, am I lying to think that that's going to be the key this training camp and this offseason? That, man, you almost, I don't know, I almost feel like you need to just give me some walkthroughs, man, because, I mean, you cannot be injured that quarter of the season.
Yeah, that's, I mean, you know, and the thing is, we talked about it plenty on your show, it's just the fact that, you know, most of the roster is pretty much set in stone after week three of the preseason. Week four is kind of where you got those final, you know, 5 to 10 guys maybe, and then your practice squad that you shape out, that's what you're looking at. So, look, I mean, coming out of the gate strong after the bitter taste that the team has last year, I mean, obviously putting them in a prime-time setting 2 out of the first 4 weeks is good at home. And then, you know, you obviously got the big road test and getting that West Coast traveling out early. So,
yep.
Look, I think it's obviously imperative that they're going to be healthy for these games. You know, I feel good about, you know, it's the first season I feel really good about, no matter what they throw at them, just based on this team and the way they're made up, some of the free agent moves that they've made, and then you're going to add to that draft. I think they match up extremely well with all four of those playoff teams from last year.
John, in closing, anything else stand out?
Yeah, you know, I think playing Atlanta on Thanksgiving, maybe they see something that we've finally been talking about for years, that being one of the most underrated rivalries in football. You know, I didn't really have plans to spend Thanksgiving in Atlanta, but doesn't look like that'll work this year. But we'll see. That's one of the surprises, I'd say, in the schedule. Other than that, you know, look, I thought they might have got 5 games, but I think the late kickoffs and Fox are going to get game of the week attention. I think CBS will try to swoop in and get something. And, you know, the biggest thing, too, to take away is that NFL scheduling and their flex procedures, they could obviously have even more primetime set up than that.
Yeah, pretty incredible when you look at it from this perspective. All right, so schedule's out now. I guess I got to count down the days to OTAs. Good old OTAs, John. I'll see you out there, and then we'll try to break down practice.
Yep, bring it down. It's going to be hot.
There it is, man. Thank you, man. Appreciate it, John. Thank you for your time this afternoon.
Anytime, bud. Have a good one.
For sure. John J. Hendricks, Canal Street Chronicles. Let's take a quick break. We come back, we'll get right back at it. David Griffin answering questions back and forth, what he had to say on that. We played his opening statement and comments before taking questions from the media. I thought a home run. Pels fans, if you're reading up on it or if you're seeing it, I'm eager to hear what you have to say about it. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA. Your thoughts on him saying he's going to sit down and ask if AD wants to stay. You down with that? Sports Hangover continues live from Clayton Homes, Highway 311 in Houma. Firehouse Subs available for you here as well. Free, of course, with some water. Come on in and get yourself something to eat and drink while you stop on by and say hi to us right off of Highway 311. You cannot miss us here in Houma. Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Want a head start on a great vegetable and herb garden? Start with great vegetables and herbs. Right now, the Home Depot has them. Tomatoes, peppers, parsley, and basil are at a special buy of 4 for just $10. Oh, and don't forget Miracle-Gro soil. They're 5 for just $10. This year, a successful harvest is closer than you think. Today is the day for doing, with Spring Black Friday prices on veggies, herbs, and Miracle-Gro. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 60 per customer. Selection varies by store.
Colonel Baseball is back on your flagship station for Nichols Athletics.
Strikeout, now a throw to second. Mac Odom, he's out. Game over. Colonel's closed. 11-game winning streak over for Sam Houston State.
Tune in as the Dirty Red compete in Southland Conference play on ESPN Radio New Orleans.
Our radio broadcast is sponsored by Firehouse Subs, Joe Septic Contractors, Vision Communications, and Thibodaux Regional Medical Center.
The 2019 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series is underway, and you can get caught up on the latest information for this week's race on Fridays right here, ESPN New Orleans. And it's all sponsored by Rogers Parts, locally owned, nationally known. Rogers Parts has been serving the local area for over 50 years. Get the expert analysis and latest news of this week's NASCAR racing event all throughout the season, every Friday on ESPN New Orleans, 100.3 FM. Napa know-how.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our free AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program. You can choose from over 100 specialty tools and borrow the one you need, free of charge. Getting the job done just got easier. And right now, AC Pro Premium Refrigerant is only $27.99 after our $20 AutoZone gift card by mail. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
At Trex, we know there's a place for wood in your backyard. We recommend the fire pit. But when it comes down to choosing the right material for your next deck, look no further than the superior beauty and durability of the number one name in outdoor living. Trex delivers the look of wood without all of the work and the worry. And it's made from 95% recycled materials, which makes it the right choice for your backyard 100% of the time. Make sure your next deck is built with Trex. Visit Trex.com to order samples.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. I don't know if you got a chance to listen to the David Griffin presser. We ran it at the top of the hour. We have the highlights thanks to Jordan the intern. And we will play that here now as we're live at Clayton Homes. Again, stop on by. We got free Firehouse subs. All you gotta do is go in the parking lot, and I'll shoot Terry, and I'll say, go get him. And then, you go get yourself a little Firehouse sub, and get yourself something in your belly, and we'd love for you to check out the Clayton Homes, of course, here on the lot, and the Superstore. 800-998-1003. I was floored. Honestly, we're gonna play the highlights here in a quick set. Corey, did you get a chance to listen to what he had to say?
No, I missed it. I caught the interview, with you and, Brian. Got the guy named the national writer. He's LeBron James, big guy.
Oh, Brian Windhorst.
Yeah, I caught the interview, yesterday. What's the chances is that the Pels actually deal Holiday? I heard him say something about dealing Holiday, but I don't think that's something that they'll be entertaining, right?
All right. Well, he was asked literally about 10 minutes ago. About Drew Holiday, quote, Griffin absolutely sees Drew Holiday as a foundational building block to the franchise. This is Andrew Lopez tweeting it. So he was asked about Drew Holiday and being a building block, and he did say that he's going to stay. We talked about that, you know, Corey, leading up until today, that there's value and then there's invaluable, you know, in terms of I think he's invaluable for the mere fact that before they hired this guy, he came out last week and said, I want to be here. That before they hired David Griffin, he said, I want to make this the best place that I can.
Right.
That's tough to find, man. That's tough to find, especially when the guy you thought was your franchise player said he doesn't want to be here. Says that anywhere but here is where he would want to be, as a matter of fact, right? All 29 other teams. So you have the other guy who, you know, we kind of looked at as Robin, or we kind of looked at as Pippen, in terms of, you know, you got to have a dynamic duo, and he was the second of the two. Well, dude, when AD bowed out, you heard the other players on the team say that it was his team. The other players on the team say that he was our leader. So when you hear that, that's why I said there's value in other areas outside of stats and things like that. To me, he brings additional value that you can't really put money on. Yes, you're paying him pretty penny, but, you know, when you're rebuilding, you got to have a guy that wants to be there, man. And,
Gus,
and he did that.
Gus, I know this might be a long shot. What the chances is that Griffin talked to AD,
I'm glad you said that. I'm about to play it for you, okay?
Okay.
That's what he said.
I'm extremely optimistic relative to the opportunity that lies ahead of us in the form of Anthony Davis. Fortunately, because of the presence of people like LeBron James and Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love and leadership in that locker room from a veteran presence like James Jones and Channing Frye, Dante Jones, Kendrick Perkins, we have a very long, successful history together with Clutch Sports. Rich Paul and I have spoken about Anthony, and I think we are both excited about what we could potentially build here. I have plans to sit down with them both. But once again, like with Alvin, the only reason history matters is that you can have a very frank, very candid conversation. Rich Paul and I were part of succeeding in the manner that they can understand, and they will understand when I say this. You are either all the way in or you are all the way out, and there is no in between. When the measure of success in your franchise is going to be championships and generational excellence, this is not something that we negotiate about. This is not something we make allowances for. This is something that you live every day of your life. And I have every reason to believe Anthony will want to do that.
Corey, there it is. I mean, I got goosebumps listening to that man say that.
I mean, because I understand what Anthony was going through, like the last management. But, I mean, this guy, he knew the game. He knew the game, and the thing is about it. He'd been around LeBron James, and like you said, he'd been around Clutch. So, to me, I mean, you can repair all that stuff, man, and start loving back and all that stuff if you get him back, if you find a way to convince him.
Corey, am I hearing AD? You haven't packed up that AD jersey yet, then, huh? Is that what I'm hearing?
No, it's still on the back burner. I mean, I'm trying to wash it off, but I mean, I don't want to let it go. But
I tell you what, Corey, I tell you what, this does make me want to do is go to the Pell store in the arena, because if it's still 60% off, I'm gonna go get me an AD just in case, because instead of $100, I'm gonna get it for like 20. You know what I'm saying? I mean, after hearing that, I wonder if they quietly went and removed the 60% off AD jersey signs, because the last game of the regular season they were 60% off. You know, so
yeah.
Look, that's the question from here on out. I'm asking Pels fans, would you be, hey, let bygones be bygones. The guy can play, and you saw him when he's invested and he wants to play and be here. The guy is darn good. Now, can you get past it? And I think what was key was you heard him purposely. He named names. He name dropped, Corey. You know, what I mean when
did.
I say he name dropped. He name dropped all of the players that he thought were key to win the championship in Cleveland. So in other words, he said, look, I got a history with these guys. So they may be able to go bully other people. They may be able to go bully other guys. They're not bullying me. I worked with them. And that's different, man. Cause that's a different element. Cause now when I hear he's talking to Clutch or Rich Paul, they know who they're dealing with. And they've won with him. So they respect him. So now all of a sudden, it is different. It is different because, man, look, again, if he can convince Anthony Davis to come back, I don't know. I don't know what you do. If you win the lottery, I mean, then AD maybe calls you and be like, dude,
man,
I love
you. Man, you're going to make me go stand in that line because I get the season tickets, man.
See?
You do that.
That's what I'll, look, let me tell you what. See, I just changed everything. If he comes back, you win the lottery. Do you go Zion or you go Ja Morant?
Ooh.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh. And I got 20 seconds to the top of the hour. So, Corey, you think about that. You call me back later on this week. I'm going to give you some homework. Think about that.
Right.
Go talk to your friends and ask me, what would you do if AD comes back? Does that change your plans? Thanks,
all right, I definitely can hear a holler. Thank you.
All right, man. Hour 3 coming up next on the Sports Hangover, live from Clayton Homes in Houma on ESPN New Orleans. I could leave, but I-